Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Feeling good, come on. Feeling good, come on. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 36, and it's cold today. Double jacket, double coated up. It is currently 15 with clear skies in the River Market.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this Monday?
Feeling like we need to conquer another week. Feeling like God has given us all the energy and the spirit we need to go ahead and do what we do, which is greatness, baby. That's what we do on Hustle and Shine.
Amen to that.
We got Mary Quinn Lucas coming on the show. Our conversation about all things KC starts at 7:38.
And we got the morning gossip going down at your 23s. Lil' Kim recalls a time she asked Biggie to do a kid song, and we'll hear what he said later in the show.
I already got a feeling what he said.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Hell no.
Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. We are hustling and shining. Another week to be your best selves on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
You don't end an argument with more and more arguments on top of it. You end an argument with cooperation. When you agree to disagree, you're likely to find even more areas of agreement. That gives you a solid basis for cooperation. No two people have ever shared the exact same perspectives and opinions. Yet countless people have been able to work together, sometimes in massive numbers, to create good and useful results. If you routinely dole out punishment to those who disagree with you, the person who ends up being punished the most is you. Do yourself and everyone else a favor by seeking to find and maintain common ground. Cooperation is not always possible, yet it's always helpful to set it as an initial expectation and to work sincerely toward it. The more people you're able to cooperate with, the richer your life will be. You don't have to abandon your values or opinions, but neither do you always have to prove you're right. Sincerely seek cooperation, and most of the time, you'll be able to achieve it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 36. Currently, it is 13 clear skies at Ruskin. Big fights that happened over the weekend. Of course, Garcia won his fight. And then a bigger fight that was happening in my, in my bias, Clarissa Shields. She took on Franchon Dzern. And these were the results.
All three judges scored about the same, 100-90. All three in favor of the winner. And still, the undefeated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest woman of all time, Clarissa Shields!
See, he's lying so much that his voice started cracking at the end.
That's sick. Congratulations to Clarissa Shields. It was a good fight. I caught like a couple of clips of it. I really wish I could have watched it, but I wasn't finna pay for no subscription. Thank you, though. Other news, T.I. says 50 Cent privately agreed to do a versus and later backed out.
Okay, so first, like, you know, it was really about celebrating each other's catalog. Me and talk back then, bro. And I told him, I said, well, I'm gonna jump out there first, and then you just gonna jump out there and we'll line it up. Wow. And he said, all right. And when I jump out there, act like he ain't know what the going on.
You done went for the old okie doke.
He did, man. Like, and then T.I., he released a diss last night. I think you about to talk about that in a second. This is so 2006 of my dog, man.
I didn't know if that diss was official, so no. The next clip is actually of King dissing him back.
Man, look.
So good to know that diss I heard was official.
Nah, it's official, and it's like, this is T.I. playing checkers, and I think 50 is playing chess in this situation for real, because it's like...
I think he always is playing chess.
I think the last thing that 50 is going to do is release a diss, release a song, like...
Because he ain't been doing that right now.
And he don't care. I don't think he or nobody else cares. So it's like, Tip, come on, dog. We got to load you up to 2026, dog. You should have paid Drewski to do a skit or something about this.
Right, then moved on.
Yeah, not do a diss. Like, now you done opened up a whole can of worms. And now you're in a kerfuffle with the worst person being a kerfuffle with. Now, T.I., he ain't no joke either.
Of course.
Because Little Flip ended his career. Shotty Low, RIP, my bad. That's why I'm playing this instrumental background. Ended
really?
His career. So, like, T.I. is no punk to the disses either.
Yeah.
Or beef. But this is, he might be out of the league on this one, D.
Well, 50 Cent posted a meme the other day of Tiny bringing Tiny
That's
into
what I'm
it.
Talking about.
And so, T.I.'s son, King, claps back.
Talking about my mama, your mama dead as
Lord.
Dig up. I'm playing with my mama. Playing like that and going like that. I'm not raised like that. I don't go. I'm not going about my mama.
See, and this is what, this
you
is.
Talk about people mama though, like, hey.
Yes, of course, yes. But this is a microcosm, D, of what we go through in our communities every single day. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Things
every
getting
day.
Out of hand.
Yep. Somebody takes it to hell.
Yep.
When somebody takes it to low. And we have to see now that this is counterproductive to what we're supposed to be doing, y'all.
Right, we were supposed to be getting money in the versus battle. That was the goal. And for the culture of hip-hop, now it's you talking about his mama, and I get, you know.
Now, so, when you talk about mamas and wives and all this stuff, now everybody
babies,
has to get touched.
Now it's in hell. So,
exactly.
Hopefully they figure that whole thing out. King.
Girl, what's going on?
You ain't wrong, King.
I'm
sorry.
Gotta defend your mama, dog.
I get it. Yeah. Ten toes behind you.
But still, this ain't where we wanted to go.
Absolutely not, especially during Black History Month, but they'll figure it out.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.3.
D, this weekend... Let's see.
It was jam-packed.
It was a mixed bag for me. You go ahead. You go first.
Well, first and foremost, I mean, the energy throughout the weekend was great. Aura was a great time. Cousins was pulling up like, oh, hey, cousin. And they, a lot of our cousins, too, were like, man, Hustle and Shine in the morning. I be tapped in. So shout out to all the cousins that have reached out and just said, hey, Hustle and Shine in the morning. We enjoy it. We love it. We appreciate you oh so much for listening in.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, I was at Metro by T-Mobile, 31st and Prospect. We had that mug jumping. We had it lit at the speakers out. And we also gave away Cardi B tickets and a $100 gift card to Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. So,
and they had to get them Cardi B tickets out of your hand?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
So, how they do that?
Yeah. You know, hey, we're going to have another pop-up location at another Metro by T-Mobile sometime. So stay tuned, cousins. But shout out to the winner, Ashley. We had two Ashleys that won. Two different Ashleys. So shout out to them. And then Patio. Patio was a great time. The food was great. Them chicken wings and that mac and cheese. Scrumptious. And then, yeah, we had the R&B room popping at Patio and Independence.
Mm.
So that's what I got into over the weekend.
Mm.
What you get into?
Just a slight relaxation. And Saturday, we shout out to Block, my man Cornell Ellis, Brothers Liberating Our Communities, mm-hmm. as they had their annual gala. And you know, had a good time there. And then I had a pop up set at
I heard
at In Good Company. You know, did a little one too. You know, so
Bae got me hip,
Brian.
I said Bae got me hip.
Yeah. She did slide through, man.
Yeah.
What's up, Skits? What's up, man? Yeah, man. So and then yesterday, I actually was up here yesterday for
really?
A couple minutes.
How they get you? What? Hold on, hell must have froze over.
What?
How?
What? They get you here on a Sunday.
I'm a workaholic.
What? Yeah, I know. But Sunday is normally, you know, you at church and you know, you kind of in that mode.
Ain't
I know
football
you.
Season no more. So
okay, that makes sense.
You know, my Sunday's a little more open now.
Okay.
I just had some loose ends I needed to tie up. Just some, you know,
workaholic. I love it. Like this, that's like, how we get down.
This is why Hustle and Shine. You talking about the listeners was tapped in earlier. This is why they do, because we put in that work, baby. Yeah. You know what I mean, Shane?
Oh, with you when you right.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Everything was not good over the weekend, unfortunately, as Kansas City, Missouri police are searching for a suspect involving a Saturday night shooting with 6 total victims, including a teenage boy who died. The officers were called just before 10 o'clock to 4900 block of College Avenue. When they arrived, they found juvenile male victim, later identified as 17-year-old Santino Gonzalez, suffering from gunshot trauma. KCPD said that 3 other victims, 1 adult female and 2 junior teens, were also located at the scene, all suffering from varying gunshot trauma. So an additional 2 victims, 1 adult female and 1 juvenile teen, they arrived at an area hospital by private car, and then they suffered gunshot wounds as well. So it's like, I don't know what happened, yeah, what's going on with this situation, but when you have this many people shot, mm-hmm, you have one boy died.
It's terrible.
I hate talking about this stuff, mm-hmm, all the time, man, mm-hmm, because it eventually takes a toll on you. It's not about me right now, but I just know that everybody in our community is just...
Like, really? You look at the news and you be like, really?
Exactly. That's exactly.
Somebody else killed, somebody else shot.
Yeah. It can be draining. So.
Yeah. So if you have any information, reach out to Greater Kansas City Crime Stoppers Tips Hotline by calling 816-474-8477.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Cousins, we love you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you're doing it on the app or you out there right now getting frustrated on I-70. Don't get too mad. You on 71, we see you. 435, 35, 29. Man, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love you for that, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to all the cousins that are on the Facebook page. We've been having a lot of our cousins that always tap in with us. A shout out to Constance Crystal. Shout out to Carmen Nar sending us some love. Big love to Stacey Davis. I saw you earlier on the text line. Also, shout out to Rich Harris, always sending us some love. The kids at Oak Grove School District. Hey, y'all. You got to throw that hey, cousin. What else we got? Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you as always. We got some more shout outs. We'll have to sprinkle that throughout
the show.
Yeah, we got to sprinkle some of that out throughout the show. So,
DeRay Watson, what's up? Appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine, for real.
Yeah. So we got some more shout-outs, cousins. If your shout-out didn't happen now, it happened a little bit later. Just make sure you stay tapped in with Hustle and Shine in the morning.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 37. Currently, it is 15 clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. Rapper Lil' Kim speaks on whether she's proud of her explicit and vulgar rap lyrics now that she has a daughter, and reveals Biggie once rejected her suggestion.
I love the fact that I did that. Took one for the team for. Like, I had to just step out and be like, yo, no, I'm about to get all of the backlash for it, but because it was like, so. I even told Big one time, Big, you don't think we should do something more for the kids? Like, more for the kids? Like, maybe at least one song? He's like, what? No, it is boys hard. You crazy?
Ain't no way in hell. And I only say that because
you think so?
He was in his early 20s, dog. Like, no. Like, we forget
we
that.
We see so much crossover now, but I feel like back then, maybe.
Back then, right. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I get that.
That would have ruined his
image.
Yeah, it would have not tainted it, but it would have, mm-hmm, it would have had people looking at him sideways. And then you got a young Jay-Z, you got a young Nas, you got.
And they wasn't doing that.
Nah, they trying to, they like, yeah, they look at him like, man, is you cool? What is you doing, bro? And they would, you know, nah, no way that would have happened back then. He was 20, Biggie passed away at what, 26? 25, 26, something like that. So in his early 20s, you can forget about it.
Yeah, I get that. And it's crazy now that we, now in this day and age, we see so much crossover. We see people doing so much different things, and they're not, I don't think they're as persecuted as it would have been then.
Because Cardi we see B everything
did,
now.
Right, and then Cardi B then did something, I think, with a child's cartoon.
Oh,
and,
Lord,
you know, yeah, you didn't know that? That's that old. Crazy. Like, that's like a couple years old.
Oh, Lord.
But she isn't the only one, so crossover happens, you know?
I'm mixing that with, I'm going to just hold my comments up.
Other news. Record producer Teddy Riley is clarifying his stance after backlash over comments he made in a recent LA Times interview. Now, he suggested that R. Kelly had repented and deserved, quote, a second chance because he had plans to work with him. He said he was still going to work with him, right? Now, Riley says that those remarks have been misconstrued and that he will not be moving forward with any collaboration. Now, this was after he received backlash online. Riley said in a new statement, quote, as a producer, I've always been excited about the possibilities of music and creative collaboration. That excitement has defined my career, but I also understand that words carry weight. And I never want my passion for music to overshadow the very real pain that many people have experienced, end quote. It's a perfect statement.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hit it right on the head.
Because at what point do you decide, ooh, you got some stuff going on, but you're also maybe really tapped in or a musical genius. But at the same time, I feel like that's when people get into, oh, are you selling your soul? You know, who never know. But shout out to Teddy Riley.
Look at who the president is.
Yikes.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Once again, it's on. It's Monday, so you know we have to holler at our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas, talking all things KC. Now, the new KC Bus Riders Union is calling on the city to fully fund public transportation and protect accessibility, Mayor Lucas, especially as bus fares are set to return in June of this year after nearly 6 years of free service. For thousands of Kansas Cityans, seniors, working class families, people without cars, the bus is not optional. It is survival. Is it realistic for Kansas City to institute a fare-free transit long-term? And how do you plan to work with this new union to make sure riders aren't left paying more for service that many say has already become unreliable?
I look forward to working with the Bus Riders Union. I'm a big fan of the city bus. I believe that it should be something that works well for everybody everywhere. My only slight critique would be, and I read one of the news stories about it, it mentioned a woman who lives in Lenexa, Kansas now, who wants the opportunity to get into the city more efficiently. I stand by that. But the challenge is we need more jurisdictions than just Kansas City, Missouri alone. Me and Brian paying the taxes to make sure that we have a regional system. We cannot have a city of 520,000 in a metro area of, I think, about 2.2 to 2.4 million that is funding 90% of the bus service. We have a lot of jobs, a lot of connections all around the community. So I'm all about making sure we can find ways, but it shouldn't just be coming to Kansas City City Council, getting the same tax base that funds a big chunk of everything else to fund this as well. Instead, we need to work together on long-term solutions. That's what I hope to work with this group on.
So you're saying that other municipalities like Lee Summit, Raytown, okay, if they're involved in this bus route, you want them to be involved with the taxes too?
Yeah, let me be clear, right? Johnson County has an almost $2 billion budget. I mean, it is time that more jurisdictions step up in connection with how we keep people moving in this region. If it was just going to be a KCMO bus, and I know people tell me y'all got all the routes, we can save a lot of money if we just cut all of them that leave the city. I don't know if that would be good for anybody, but that's the sort of thing that I think we need to make sure that we're working on long term. And that's what I hope the Bus Riders Union and ATA work with us on in the future.
Mayor Lucas, this past weekend, a teen was killed in a mass shooting. And a couple weeks ago, two women were killed in a nightclub shooting. It feels like the violence is on the rise recently. Other than shutting down businesses or even certain areas, what else can we expect from the city in response?
You know, I think in a few different ways. I met with the juvenile court last week about our what's going on with our kids. Is there a particular challenge? Are we doing well? Is there anything different? What I learned from them was that we have invested mightily in intervention for young people. The challenge is usually you get wrapped up into the system in some way. For people like our victims in this weekend's tragedy, and I would assume likely our assailants being close in age as well, we need to find a way to get to teenagers earlier. Some of that is the opportunities, the coaching, the sports, the music, and beyond. But we also need to find a way to get conflict resolution more actively in our schools. At City Hall, I'm continuing to work on ways that we invest in becoming a man and working on womanhood. BAM WOW is the name of the program. That's in the Hickman Mills School District, particularly at Ruskin High School, where I will be later today. I think we need to continue to try to find ways to get in front of our kids before we run into these challenges. I'll always also say getting guns off the street is a key part of it. I'll say it, and even if people don't listen, we need to make that change.
We're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Mayor Lucas, you attended the Prospect Corridor Town Hall about the alcohol impact area proposal a few weeks back. A lot of voices online, many not even from that community, are weighing in. But the people who live along Prospect are asking for safety, less loitering, and cleaner corridors. After hearing directly from residents, Mayor Lucas, what was the real sentiment in the room? And how do you balance community safety with concerns about over-policing or economic restrictions?
It's simple for me. I hate to bring it down too low. People in the corridor and in the neighborhood say we want to be safe. We don't want to see, a bunch of onesies, loosey little airplane-sized liquor bottles all around our community. We don't want to see the person coming back and forth who's loitering, who's doing all types of other stuff in the neighborhood, causing more problems. I'm all about a soft hand to the criminal justice system and finding people opportunities. But let me tell you why I don't have sympathy necessarily. Yes, we've heard from a lot of business owners who see the prospect, who see the inner city as an area from which they can extract. We're tired of that. You can't just come to a community, try to make as much money as possible, leave crime, other issues, public drunkenness, all of these in your wake. And a lot of these folks are quick to say, we should blame KCPD, we should blame somebody else. Half the time, and y'all have seen this, 35th and Prospect, other types of places, we've got police response. We've got people coming back and forth. I've made money in my life, too. I've tried to make it in private enterprise. I probably will go back to that after this job. But I do not think what you should do is try to just extract from the community without trying to provide the same public safety. And to a lot of those liquor store owners, bar owners, I'll add in even some of my used car lot owners, let's go to your neighborhood. Let me set up a liquor store across the street from you. Mm-hmm. Let me see all of the secondary effects that you get. Let me put a bus stop right next to it. Let's see how long you deal with that. I go around every fancy, posh suburb in this entire city. I do not see a liquor store on every corner in Prairie Village. I can't even tell you where I can find a liquor store, honestly, in Prairie Village and Mission Hills and a bunch of the other cities throughout our region. So I'm just looking for equality, frankly. I'll be straight up. That's all we're looking for. That's what I think most of the residents said they were looking for. You can still open stores. You can still do good business. You're going to have rules. That's what we're looking for long term.
On your next business venture, Hustle and Shine, we might need, a little job or something, Where can we put in that?
True. Be the best law firm in the city, man.
There we go. Man, we appreciate you for tapping in, taking time out to talk all things KC on Hustle and Shine. Please continue to be a blessing this week, Mayor Lucas.
All right, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:23 on your time. It is a high of 36, and it is super cold outside, cousin. So make sure you prepare with double coats, 12 degrees, sunny skies, and Longview Lake.
Double coats is crazy.
Yeah, double coats. I get it. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yikes.
John Davison, a Caucasian man with Tourette's syndrome, hurled the N-word at Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo as they presented the first award of the night at the British Academy Film Awards in London.
Delroy and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making. We're here to celebrate.
Okay. Can I have your permission to be old school Brian real quick, please?
Hey, get into it.
Please.
Get into it.
Okay. This is with
all... You got the sensors ready?
Oh, yeah, I do. This is with all love and sensitivity to people who struggle with Tourette's. Okay, this is not aimed towards you, but to this particular gentleman right here. I don't give a damn about your Tourette's and how you're saying the N-word? Fam, are you... Oh, so you're going to use this as an excuse now at this point to where it's a room full of people, full of esteemed people, and you use your Tourette's then? Come on, man. I don't believe it, D. I do believe that he probably does suffer from that condition. I do probably believe that. But there is some hate in there. Mm-hmm. For you to say that was intentional, and he meant that. It was silent. It was two black. How come he didn't do that with two white men up there?
Exactly.
How come he didn't do that with somebody else up there? It was
wrong.
Two black men up there,
you
dog.
You ain't wrong, King.
And I don't give a damn how you feel. If you don't care about the racial undertones or any of that, I don't care, bro. He did this purposefully with hate in his heart. Take it or leave it. I don't care.
I'm with you when you're right. I can't even be mad at that.
What are we talking about, dog? I want to use that as an excuse.
Well, in some more exciting news, the USA beats Canada in overtime to win the first hockey game, first whole hockey gold since 1980 Miracle on Ice.
Yay.
And then also, you know, as things kind of wrap up, I believe we have 33 medals total. So, shout out to the Winter
Olympics. God bless the United States.
I always want to try curling. Now, that seems fun. Have you seen that one before?
Just mop your floor.
Yeah. Scrub the ground.
That's right.
That's the morning gossip right here.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those devoted, compassionate, and a little overly sensitive.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to Georgia-based physician and reality star on Married to Medicine. Happy birthday to Dr. Simone Whitmore. Sending over a happy birthday to businessman, investor, TV personality, and motivational speaker, best known for being the CEO of FUBU. Happy birthday to Damon John. Sending a major happy heavenly birthday to sociologist, historian, civil rights activist, author, writer, and editor. Happy heavenly birthday to W.E.B. Du Bois. Sending a birthday shout out to rapper Absol. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to my auntie, comedian, actress, TV host, model, producer. Is there anything she can't do? You let me know. A happy birthday to Niecy Nash.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, LaShonda Renee, Lisi Trevisa Hendricks, and Letitia Dorsey. Happy birthday, Tiffany Midget, Erica Horn, and Corey Lamar. Happy birthday, DeRay Thrower, Cecilia Johnson, LaShonda Dockery Robinson, and everybody else born on February 23rd. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes. What you doing, cousin?
Hey, I'm at Quick Trip.
Oh, okay. Since you at Quick Trip, well, you know, what you getting? What you getting, Hustle and Shine, man? You getting us a smoothie or something? What's up?
Y'all want some donuts?
Them donut hoes be fire.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. We finna open up the gate right now. Don't worry.
Bon appetit.
All right, cousin, we got a shot to get you automatically qualified to win $500 to help fill up your fridge, but you gonna have to finish these lyrics and sing your heart out. You ready?
All right, let's get it.
Nobody ever made me feel this way. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know
what you want, and I
like to know, so I can be the one you want,
and I like to know,
I want to know what makes you cry,
so
I can be the only
one that makes you smile.
I'll do.
Get me through that. take me through that. Okay, my bad.
All right, Mercedes.
Calm down.
Right. Settle down. It ain't even 10 a.m. yet.
Whoa.
All right, cousin. You getting that hookup. Your name is now qualified to win $500 to fill your fridge. You get that. The whole family eating, or are you going to be a little stingy with that $500?
Oh, no. What if five of us are we eating?
Oh, it's five of y'all. Dang. $100 a piece. Gotcha.
Sound like we're going to Aldi.
Shut up, Ryan.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hey, Hustle and Shine, Hot 103 Jam.